Very good morning to Katrina Ferguson.
Good morning.
She's a great writer. Jane Harper, The Survivors, is the latest novel. Please tell us what you make of it.
Yeah, well, she is a great writer, and listeners will probably remember her debut crime novel, The Dry, which hit the bestseller list in 2016, and she's kind of gone from strength to strength, really, after that book. So this novel revisits those kind of themes of tension in small communities, unresolved family secrets, the power and the drama of the landscape and the environment that we saw used to such great effect in The Dry. So the main character, Kieran, has returned to his childhood home in Evelyn Bay, a small town on the Tasmanian coast. And he's taken his partner, Mia, and their baby daughter, Audrey, and they're there to help his mother pack up their family home. It's a fraught situation. Kieran's father's suffering from dementia. So they're basically rearranging their lives in order to find somewhere more suitable for him to live. And it's clear early on in the book that Kieran has conflicting feelings about the town where he grew up. His relationship with his parents is filled with a quiet tension, which you kind of sense is to do with more than just the pack up of the family home. And he's ill at ease around his old friends. And then the morning after he arrives back in town, tragedy strikes again when a student called Bronte is found dead on the beach. Sitting alongside the mystery of what happened to Bronte is Kieran's backstory. And we learn about the details of a storm that wreaked havoc on the town 12 years earlier. Nobody in Evelyn Bay was left untouched by that disaster. But it did deal a particular blow to a few families, including Kieran's. So when Bronte's body is discovered, the whole town's really thrown into this kind of painful reckoning around this tragedy, but also the havoc that was wreaked by the storm in those earlier previous event. So the small, tight-knit community is really thrown into this really difficult situation. And from this point on, the novel focuses partly on solving the mystery of Bronte's death and partly looking at how Kieran attempts to make his peace with his past and then how the two stories kind of intersect.
Is it a cracker?
It is a cracker, and it's really kind of seeped in the brooding atmosphere of the location, the town of Evelyn Bay. It has a really strong, appealing central character. It's got a compelling plot with some really nicely planted red herrings, which kind of threw me off course occasionally, which was what you want, I think, from a good crime novel. And it's really got a gripping final scene that delivers on the tension that's been building throughout the final half of the novel, particularly. And I think those that enjoyed Jane Harper's previous novels are really in for a treat with this.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. The novel is, I'm looking at Charlie Tangaroa, it's The Survivors by Jane Harper. It's published by Macmillan. $38 the price. Katrina Ferguson, thank you very much for the review.